everyone, it's Ashley. Welcome to Just Look Different. Welcome back. I have Allison Weber here with me. You all may know her as the green-haired stylist on Instagram. She is absolutely fantastic. I've been getting to chat a little bit with her, and it's been really great to know all about her and all the things that she's starting. She started a whole new education program online and in person, which I have linked all of that into the show notes. You can request any kind of class with her, from social media to vivid hair color to all kinds of things. You name it, she'll go through it. She'll teach you how to pose your models, how to edit pictures. It's really cool, all of the things that she has to offer you. And she really keeps her classes small, which is amazing. That way you get that one-on-one attention. You also can ask her really anything. She's an open book. She's someone that wants to pour into her students. And that really shows in everything that she does. I just absolutely love her. And I know you guys will too.
So Allison, how did the green-haired stylist on social media, how did that come about? Obviously, yes, you have green hair. It's fun. It's fabulous. And it's really awesome. But like, tell us the story and the background of that. Tell us, I want to hear all about your journey in the industry too. So like, I want to really just dive in and really get to know you and have the listeners get to know you. Cause I think you have such a personality that people can all relate to, and you have so much meat to yourself. I love that. So let's start there. So I thank you so much for doing this. Also.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Well, so I've been green for 3 years now. So that's something that's the one color I've done every color. And that's the one color like I've just always wanted to do and did too much to my hair to actually like get there. So finally one day I just decided I was orange and I tried to do it and I landed at like teal and I was like, okay, now's my time. So the next time I did my hair, it was green and I've been green since. But yeah, I have definitely... It's so weird seeing like how many followers I have and like even earlier you saying like I'm well known, like it's just so crazy. Like I've been working so hard over this last like probably year and a half to 2 years just trying to like really grow. And I went to, God, I've been doing hair almost 13 years now, which is scary. I feel so old, but I went to an Aveda Institute near in North Carolina, and then I went to a salon that was also an Aveda salon. Okay. And that salon was just like not for me. Like it was hard to get along with people. Like there were some people like you get along with, but like they weren't your friend. And that's something that at, you know, 17 years old, you're like not really super like understanding of. So like you don't realize that you are just spilling your beans to people that don't give a shit about you. So that was hard, and it got to the point where I felt like I just didn't belong there, and I decided I wasn't going to do hair anymore. And so I enrolled online to be a vet tech in an online program, and I ended up quitting. And my friend from hair school, her parents opened a salon right down the road, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'll come work there. I'll stay in school, and you know, I can... It's kind of like the whole thing I sold my parents on was like originally going to hair school to work while I'm in college.
Yeah.
That didn't end up ever happening. I quickly realized that it was not me. It was the salon. And I was very thankful to have been able to leave. I was barely out of my contract. So I got really lucky. I didn't owe anybody any money, but I stayed there for, let's see, we opened in 2015. And I stayed there until 2022. So I've been there up until a year and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, let's pause there for a second, because I do feel like you just hit on a piece where a lot of us can relate to, where you just didn't find your home. And because we're so emotional, we're just emotional creatures. We just like have this connection with people. If you don't have that connection in your environment that you're working in, I feel like that makes a huge difference. And a lot of people And I feel like, yeah, I mean, and what you just said was huge, because a lot of people kind of steer away from it and they're like, you know what, if this is the way it's going to be, then, you know, I don't want to be a part of the industry at all. But that's just not the case. And I love that you went back and you tried it again. And that it's so true, because of the environment that you put yourself in is huge.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like it's hard when you stay at a place that's kind of like toxic like that, because once you start to like make it work for yourself, I feel like it changes who you are as a person. And you may not have been that type of way before you went there, but when you leave, you are. And I feel like that's really what happens to our industry and our salons, is like people end up trying to fit in, but in order to fit in, you got to be a mean girl. And it's like, then it just keeps going. And then that person leaves that salon, goes to another one, and then it starts all over again. So I feel like it's definitely something that like I try really hard. And like I did training at our salon for the last 7 years. And it was something that was really important to me, was like, we're not doing mean girl shit. We're not like, these assistants are here to learn. They're here to watch. They don't need to be bullied. And for the most part, we had a pretty successful, I feel like, rate of like people going on the floor. I think that that salon is very much a better type of commission salon. I feel like they've changed a lot as far as like commission salons in general go. And I feel like they're definitely on the better end of it, trying to make sure like, you know, they're taking care of their employees and all that. But ultimately, I realized that I didn't want to do beginner education anymore. That was getting really hard for me. And after COVID, like our assistants weren't getting the education that they were supposed to. So they come out and they've done all virtual, all like virtual training. And you're just like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean that you haven't learned this? You haven't touched a person. And that first year of 2020 of our assistant training was really hard for me. And obviously like in general, COVID was awful. We were closed. I don't know how long you were closed for, but we were closed for 10 weeks. And that was brutal. I am not a work from home kind of person. And being at home, having nothing to do, like, was way too much for me. So that kind of was kind of the beginning of the end for me, I think, with my love for education and what I felt like I could actually do with education. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, like, I really want to go in a different direction. And if I'm doing what I'm doing for the salon, I can't do that for myself. So that's why I ended up leaving. My bosses are really great people. I would recommend anyone to work there in the area. It's just, I outgrew them and they were happy for me. So that was really nice. But I still talk to them every now and then. We get lunch and talk about everything going on. And I might have a class that I'm teaching there at some point this year on social media. So we'll see. But yeah.
Awesome. So talk to me about like, what is your day to day now? Like, what's that look like? How have you've gone through a lot of transformations, and now you really feel like you're, I don't want to say settling in, but really found your sweet spot. So talk to me about that. Like, what's that look like now?
I definitely feel like my shift was a lot of social media changes. That was kind of like, I had been running all of their social media for like the whole time we were open. Like, we opened and I took over, and it got to the point where it was like too much to manage doing theirs and mine. But also I noticed that mine wasn't it, you know, like mine was just like hair photos and that was it. So I think me stepping back and like really noticing that helped me realize like, okay, I need to buckle down and like take care of myself. I still work way too much behind the chair. I work 4 days a week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but I work like 8 to 10 hour days, and I do double book sometimes. So I see a lot of people. But now with moving more into independent education, I'm traveling a lot more. So I'm starting like the second half of the year, I'm going down to 3 days, and I'm hoping that it'll work.
That's so awesome.
I have no self-control, so I think it's going to be rough, but at least like my thing is like, okay, if I plan to work 4 days, there's always a chance I'm going to work five. So if I plan to work three, then, you know, maybe I'll only work four.
That's so good. So if like people are looking to book you? Like, what are they looking for at to book you for social media specifically? Or are you going in and you're doing like a whole class of color focused? Like, what, or they can really
pick either
whatever. Okay,
cool. Yeah. So I do mostly, so I started this independent education journey with Just Vivid Education because after COVID, I feel like a lot of people weren't doing as much. And personally, like I had never taken an in-person Vivids class because my area just doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, it's coming back so much and so many people do it. And there's so many ways to do it incorrectly that I feel like it's more needed just to have even just like a basic like Vivids class. But I also do blonding, lived in blondes. And then I am doing my first social media class on the 25th. So I'm excited about that. But I have on my website just like a form where like salon owners can put in their information and then they can, I'll just reach out and see what they want to do. But as far as like coming to a class, it's all on Eventbrite, but also on my website. I think right now I'm booked for the year. I think I have one salon I'm working with for like October, but I definitely overdid it.
That's amazing. You should be so proud of yourself. And now you know, like, and you can kind of like adjust as you can, as you keep going. So I love that. That's so, so amazing. So if like, what was the one thing that you changed about your social media that really just like took you to the next step?
So I'm not going to name, but there was a company that I was probably right before COVID happened. My goal was like, they were not Vivids, my goal was to become an educator with them and teach color. And they were not a color company, just an education company. And I auditioned and I had just had knee surgery and I couldn't stand and they wanted a video audition. And I was like, okay, the only way I can do it is like, if I do it all in one day, take like a ton of breaks, work on my friends, be able to sit and, you know, I'll just do like a voiceover. So I didn't know voiceovers were not allowed. And so I got basically disqualified for that. But I really don't think truly that that was the real reason. I think a lot of it was my appearance because I don't look like any of them. And it's definitely like their brand to be, you know, super like lived in kind of almost even like Australian blonde, like very like bright, but minimal. And I don't fit the bill. And I feel like that was something I started noticing more and more throughout my time, like assisting for them. And so when I auditioned, I was actually at a class assisting when I found out that I didn't make it. And the email that I got basically said that my Instagram wasn't polished enough. And I was just like, my Instagram or me? And so at that point, I stayed another, almost 2 years.
Wow.
And I had kind of given up on like the education portion. I was learning a lot by assisting. So I was like, you know, it's fine.
Sure.
But I decided that was kind of like my wake up call. And I was like, you know, they said something along the lines in the email was like, you know, I know that you do your social media for your salon, but when you're doing two things at once, they're not both fantastic. And that did, I was thankful for that portion of it because that did really resonate with me. Like, okay, yeah, like you're right. So I think at that point that sat in my head for a while. And when I left my salon, I was like, okay, like I really need to get going with this. And so I just kind of decided that like, I wanted my voice to be really like normal and like, not in like a boring way, but like normal as in like approachable and like not being, I don't know, like you see some influencers and not even just hair, like that you just feel like you would send a message to them and they would completely blow you off. Or like if you took a class from them, they would be ignoring everyone in the crowd, like not wanting any questions, just wanting to talk and like talking at you. And like, that's my biggest pet peeve because you don't learn that way. Like that's just not, you learn by talking and like experiencing things. And that's not an experience. That's just kind of, I don't know. That's, thankfully, I've never taken a class like that. I did feel like the company I was working with did start to kind of move that way, but all their educators were so nice that, like, I feel like they kind of pushed that out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think that's kind of where, like, I was like, okay, if I really want to do this, A, I'm going to do it the way I want. I'm going to do what I want. But also, I want to be in a position where, like, people can come to me and ask me questions and can, you know, feel comfortable talking to me about whatever it is they need help with, not just, you know, oh, how do I hold my foiling comb, you know, things like that. So that's kind of where it started. And I feel like I share a lot of, like, not personal, like, details, but, like, personal, like, feelings and, like, imposter syndrome and things like that. And I feel like that's what makes people want to learn from me more, because my classes, like, I literally, when I'm not working on the model, I'm sitting down at eye level, like, just hanging out and talking. And I feel like I get so much feedback that, like, that works so well for some people that, I don't know, it seems like I'm doing the right thing.
100% you're doing the right thing. Getting there. You're building a connection with someone. You're building this connection on, you know, when I've learned how to speak in front of people, I, you know, you can talk about the subject or the topic, but then you have to link a story to it. And I think once you start to make it real and you say, you know what, I've been there because X, Y, and Z, or I know because of this, and, or I've experienced, my friend actually went through this story, you know, it just makes it more like come alive. And okay, now I actually can connect with you because I'm going through the same thing, or, you know, I know someone else is going through the same thing. So that's kind of where everything starts to really build up and push out there. So I love that.
That's I really want to, like,
really important.
Yeah. I really want to, like, somehow make a class that's like kind of like a virtual class. It's just kind of like about stuff like that, like what to do in certain situations. And, like, just basically, like, almost like just like a Q&A of, like, things that people go through behind the chair, that, and even at home, that affect them behind the chair, that, like, okay, this is how I overcame this, or this is what I would do. And, like, I'm like, I don't even know how I would market that, but it sounds like,
No. And so this is actually, that's why I started Connect Through Beauty. When I was in schools, I would notice that these students were nervous to talk. They didn't want to talk and they didn't want to have conversations, and they're young, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, girl, that's why I got into the beauty industry, because all I could do was talk.
Yeah, like, right.
All I wanted to do was talk and talk and talk. Yeah, I mean, my dad would always say, you'd have straight A's if talking was a subject. I'm like, yeah, probably. but in all reality, it was becoming a thing. And we would see the, like, I would hire them into the company, they would start, and then they would quickly get burnout, or something would happen like you're experiencing, and they would leave, and sometimes completely leave the entire industry. And I was like, wait a second, this, something isn't right. And then I just kept thinking, you know, it has to be because, maybe because they're young. Yes. Maybe because they haven't experienced some of these things that the client is coming in talking about. And maybe it's just because we have social media and a phone and they just don't talk that way anymore. I don't know. Maybe it's all of it together, right? Maybe it's just not one thing. It's just all of it together. And so the reason I started this was because I didn't want these students or younger kids starting out to feel like they were alone, because I was 11 years in my career and I felt like I couldn't do it. And everybody goes through it at some point in their career, whether it's a burnout or some sort of situation, but you need the tools and the resources to get through it. And I think if we talk about it more, they don't feel alone. It's not this thing that's like only happening to you. And it's okay that you don't know how to handle a situation that's kind of scary. Like, maybe Sally is experiencing cancer and you don't know how to talk to them. And maybe it's someone that is going through a divorce. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is, right? So all these things are happening to you. And, like, maybe outside of work, you're going through a divorce, or you're going through a split up, or whatever it is. How are you going to get through that tough time, knowing that you can come out on the other end of it and then still become a successful stylist behind the chair. So I, you know, all those things I want to continue to talk about because it's so important.
Yeah, I think too, like, you don't think about how young most of us were going through hair school. And like I was 17. I literally was 17 and I turned 18 probably 6 months after I started. So it's like, you think about that. And then you think about how little resilience you have at that age, because it doesn't take, like, everything still feels so like strong, I guess.
Yeah.
So like when you do go through something painful, it still feels like the end of the world, even if it may not be. And so I feel like it takes time to kind of get that like thicker skin and like the resilience of like, okay, like, let me get back up and do this again. Yep. So I think that that's something that people definitely don't talk about enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%, because they haven't gotten a chance to get through that tough part and come out on the other side and know that actually, okay, that makes me a little bit better of a person. I learned from that. I understand that now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right on the money, and it is crazy how young you are starting out. And, you know, I mean, at that time in your life, prom and graduation is the biggest thing in your life, right? And it's exciting. And it's, I love that innocent piece of it too. And you still really are. And I think that when you come into such a grown up emotional, I want to say industry, but business, and then you have to really take control of your business, right? Even if you are in commission salon, or, you know, maybe you're starting out on your own, I don't know where it is. You're still having to take control of your business too. So there's so many different pieces. It's not just like, you know, coming in doing hair. You are like an impact in someone's life that day. Like there's just so much meat to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I definitely don't feel like schools talk about stuff like that. And I don't feel like they go over, like, all the people that I've met that are students or have been students in the last 2 years, like, don't know anything about social media. And I'm like, that's probably almost as important as, if not more, as anything that you've learned in school. Like, they're teaching you the basics, and that should be part of the basics, because that's right now, like, the only way you're growing. Like, you have to be present. You have to be, it doesn't mean that you have to be like posting yourself all the time, but like, you need to know how to take photos. You need to know how to edit them to make them look like they did in real life, and how to attract the people that you want, or just people at all. And they don't really go over anything about that, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And if they don't know to look somewhere, or they're not working for a salon that is doing, you know, bringing in someone like yourself, or, you know, if they're not being proactive in that space, then they're just not going to know. And unfortunately, starting out their career behind.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you're so right. The social media piece is huge, because again, we have such a big industry, but yet small. I know. I feel like we're all like, we get it. We know each other. And, but you have to stand out, you know, you have to have like, what's the reason that client's coming to you instead of someone else? And I think those, everything that goes into it matters.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, like, I had a coaching call with someone, kind of like right around the time I left my salon and like wanted, like, I decided like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And she was like, we were talking about like social media and what I could do to not necessarily like grow my following, but like grow as far as like my online presence and make people want to learn from me. And she was like, you have to tell people why they want to learn from you. And that's why I was like, well, I just kind of want to be me, and I want people to want to learn from me because of who I am, and not because of what I'm doing necessarily and how many followers I have. And, you know, I feel like I grew really fast, which is great, but like, I never expected to be here when I left a year and a half ago. And I feel like that just goes to show, like, when you know, really buckle down and decide what you want to do, like, as long as you put in the work, it's going to happen. And I definitely had a lot of doubt of where I was going to be, you know, 2 years later. And it's crazy to think, like, by my 2-year mark, I'll have done at least 4 to 6 fully sold out classes and hopefully have launched my online education. I'm still working on that, but it's just crazy to think, like, you know, I went from, I think when I left my salon, I was around like 5,000 followers, and now I'm at almost 17. So it's crazy, like, how much consistent work does pay off.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you should be so proud of yourself. Like, do you take the moment to, like, be proud of yourself? Because I hope that you do.
Sometimes.
I'm definitely proud of myself,
but I definitely don't. I'm very goal-oriented, so, like, once something is over, I'm like, what's next? And my fiance is always like, you need to stop for a minute. Like, think about all the things that, like, you've just done and stop. Stop thinking about, like, I'm like, oh, well, I could have done this or I could have done this. And he's like, but you did something so great. And, like, you're the only person that's going to say that. Like, no one's out there being like, oh, she could have done this. You know, like, no one knows. And I really never thought, I would be an educator with a brand, which is cool. Especially since I work with Danger Jones and they are so great, but, like, they support independent educators as well as their own educators. So being both is really cool because it's all the same, but I get to put my own, you know, twist on it.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's so huge. I love that. So I know we're kind of like coming to the end here, but tell me a little bit about like some advice that you would give someone that's listening. That's like, you know what, I feel you, I'm listening to her and I can really relate to her. What would be that one thing or two things that you would give them as advice to kind of start doing?
I would say definitely take as many classes as you can. I'm a firm believer and you can learn something from everyone. Even if, like, when I first started out, I took the same few classes at the Aveda Institute, like, several times because A, I needed CEUs, and B, I was like, okay, like, I'm learning something from each different educator every time.
Yeah.
So I feel like even if it's something that you don't necessarily like someone that, you know, might not be like a huge Vivid artist, but they're interested in like my techniques or social media experience, things like that, like you can still learn a lot versus just completely like being like, oh no, I don't want to do blonde, so I'm not going to take a class from them. Because I think you learn a lot, and also you might find something that you like that you didn't think you would. But I think education is definitely really, really important. I think too, just being yourself and not trying to like put on some sort of like persona just for the internet and Instagram. Like, who you are with your clients is who you should be online, because they're the ones coming in to see you anyway. So like, if you're acting one way online and then they come in and you're a completely different person, they're going to be like, oh, this isn't really what I expected. So I feel like staying authentic is definitely
huge.
My other big one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. And everyone needs to go on your page and like it and share it. I mean, it really is an experience. And I think that says a lot about who you are and what you've been talking about, being true to yourself and being authentic, because it does, it does come through your Instagram. Like, I, when I'm searching for someone that, you know, could really be such a value on the podcast, it's really because of that, right? We don't know each other yet. We haven't like really gotten to talk yet, but I already can feel like that connection. And I know that you can help so many people and you have that value behind yourself. So I'm very thankful for this. And I'm thankful that you were able to come on.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.